We did hear from one more that I wanted to read. This is from Michelle, who is the teacher down at Prairie Creek in Northfield, Minnesota. And I want to tie this into some observations that I made because I was in that area this last weekend with my son. We were picking up an automobile that he wanted to purchase. So works out something like this. She says, most of the crab apples are in bloom. The red oak by the school, which the kids have named Pluto, has finally leafed out. The wood poppy is blooming. Spruce trees make a cloud of pollen in the wind. And the spruce tips are delicious. Did you know they sell for over $10 a pound in the cities? The ferns are a good 10 inches high. And the sole buckeye in the woods near us is about to bloom. The freezes this last couple of nights have just seem to have missed the commercial apples. Best, Michelle. Thank you, Michelle. Great to hear from you and from the kids down at Prairie Creek. It's always wonderful to get those reports. And as I said, without the musical segue, we're going right into the Phenology Show. It is time for the Phenology Show. Phenology, as you are all aware, is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And we have had some startling events this past week, events that I have noted sometimes for the first time for me, and sometimes just a further along note throughout their existence. And starting with hummingbirds, I saw my first hummingbirds on the 11th. Last year, I saw my first hummingbird on the 18th of May. Orioles, I saw my first orioles on the 11th. And last year, it was the 16th of May. And then the aspen leaf out. And you may recall that last week I told you that the aspens had broken leaf bud and that soon the countryside would be awash with these pastel greens as the clonal populations of aspens leafed out. Well, it took about 6 or 7 days for that event to take place. From the time I noticed the first leaf buds breaking, where I had to use my binoculars to see them, to that time when there was that lovely pale green wash over the countryside, took almost a week to achieve. And we are at that stage now. So if you go out this morning and you see these hillsides where there are big patches of kind of a beautiful pale green, those are probably trembling aspens. Last year, let's see, average for that, April 29th. This year, the 3rd of May, which is early because that was the 3rd of May, I actually was looking through the binoculars and able to make out the fact that the buds were breaking. It wasn't really until about the 8th or 9th that green wash began to play out over the countryside. Last year on the 8th was leaf bud break. And the last 4 years in a row, we have had significantly late bud burst dates on the aspens. The shortest was 4 years or 4 days. The longest was 9 days, and the average is 6 days. So there's a kind of a trend going toward moving the aspen just a little bit later, and it probably has to do with the cool springs that we've been having. Last week, I talked about a plant called Canada fly honeysuckle, and I said this is an easy one to find right now because it is one of the few plants whose leaves are pretty much out. They're going to get larger, not a lot larger. They're at least two-thirds of the size that they will be when fully emerged, but they're out and you can see the leaf stems. And if you're walking through the woods today, look for these low bushes. Typically, they don't grow more than 3 or 4 feet high. They're going to have a fairly large leaf, a leaf that'll be 1.5 to 1.75 inches long. It'll have a little bit of purple staining in it. And if you look the plant over, you'll find twin yellow flowers. Now, the first flowers on the Canada fly honeysuckle at my house were on the 8th. That was last Friday, I think. And the flowers are yellow, pale yellow, kind of a butter yellow, and they have streaks of purple in them. and they are twinned. So you're going to see two flowers. You'll see a peduncle, a single stem, come down. It'll split. You can actually see the ovaries that will become the berries of the plant. There are swellings in that stem at the base of those flowers, and there'll be twin flowers at the end of that. And that is fly honeysuckle, Canada fly honeysuckle. And it's, like I say, it's easy to find right now because besides the red elderberry, that's about the only tree that is in leaf right now. Looking out the window here at KAXE, I can see Tartarian honeysuckle, which is an invasive species, and it is leafing out, but it isn't as far along as the fly honeysuckle. Both of these plants have opposite branches, so if you go in looking, look for the opposite branching, and that'll tell you whether it's that it is a honeysuckle. But the Tartarian honeysuckle gets a pink and white flower on it, which comes later in the spring. So if you look these plants over, you should be looking for these twin yellow flowers. Now, if you find the other honeysuckle, the Tartarian, and if you watch it for a couple of weeks and it starts to bud out with pink flowers, the very best thing you can do with that plant is to get a chain wrapped around the base and rip it out of the ground. I know they're beautiful, the flowers are lovely, the berries are pretty, but if you go down to the Brainerd area or down by Crosby, it is the predominant shrub in the understory, and it is invasive, just the way that buckthorn is invasive. It takes over, and it crowds out all the natural plants. So if you have Tartarian honeysuckle on your property, it's going to come, it's probably leafing out right now. It's going to come with pink and white flowers in another 2 or 3 weeks, and when you see those pink and white flowers, that's a plant you want to mark for removal because it's not something you want. The problem is, produces a berry that the birds really like. The birds eat the berries. They fly off. They go to the bathroom. The berry is planted, and you got more of these seeds or more of these plants coming up. So best advice, don't let it get started. Get rid of it before it gets too far along. Some of the other things that I've been looking at this past week and some of the things that you might want to start paying attention to if you are into subtleties. Well, first of all, I shouldn't go there until I tell you about the maples. The maples are past their peak of flower. Most of the male maples have dropped their flowers already. So if your sidewalk or your driveway or your yard is strewn with these little crumpled red flowers, those are the male flowers off of the red maple. The female flowers are still quite bright red. And I was looking at the maples this past week, and I noticed that the little shrubs, the little maples that are growing in the forest, usually as suckers off of a stump, they are beginning to leaf out. But the big mature maples are just on the verge of breaking their leaf buds. Now, they flower first, and then they come out with their leaves. And if you have a silver maple in your yard, it's probably already, my silver maple is already breaking leaf bud, and I can see the seeds on the female plant, on the female flowers. I can actually see the seeds. They're only about a quarter of an inch long, but they're there, and they can be noticed, and they have a little tint of red to them too. So the maples, all the maples, well, the silver maple and the red maple are going to be quite red even as they leaf out because the emerging leaf is going to be red as well. So if you're seeing red, it's probably, you're probably too angry. No, it's probably a maple or a silver maple, red maple or silver maple. I was in the cities this past weekend and coming north up to about Mora area, I was seeing sugar maples in flower. And the sugar maples are yellow. And in the years that they do flower, they are spectacular. And they are this butter yellow. And I would be watching for that this next week. I think that if you live in an area where there are silver maples, probably in the next week or so, you're going to see some really spectacular flowers come out on those trees if they decide to flower. Because sugar maples kind of do it whenever they feel like it. So I started to talk a minute ago about some things that are a bit more subtle, but just as interesting. And some of those things are the grasses and the sedges. And among the grasses and sedges are one called woodrush. And woodrush is a little 6-inch tall plant with a flower at the top that looks like an exploding fireworks. So it has this branching sort of globe of tiny flowers at the top, and the flowers are really spectacular. If you go on KAXE, KBXE Season Watch and scroll down through the pictures for, oh, a couple of days, I think it might be around the 8th or 9th of May, Harvey Jader from Bemidji posted a really nice picture of a wood rush in bloom. So that'll give you an idea of what they look like. The other grasses that are blooming are sedges. They are Pennsylvania sedge, rice grass, and a swamp plant that you won't notice the flower of unless you're wandering around in the swamps and paying close attention. But there is a plant called tussock cottongrass. Whoa, what a mouthful. I get it confused with tawny cottongrass, which blooms later in the year. But the first blooming cottongrass plant is the tussock cottongrass, and it is in flower right now. And in a couple of weeks, you're going to see these little tufts of cotton standing up all over in the bogs. And that is tussock cottongrass, Areophryum vaginatum. And you may want to go out and check that out. Also, the birches, the male flowers on the birches are distending and releasing pollen. Harvey Jader reported from the Bemidji area that there's pollen in the air from the birches. I got into town late yesterday afternoon and wasn't able to confirm that in the Grand Rapids area, but it was obvious on the way up north from the cities that these catkins are starting to stretch out, turn quite yellow-green in color, and obviously would be giving off pollen. So I'm going to leave it there. There's a ton more things that are happening out there. It's a pretty exciting time of year. Stay tuned. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, I'm going to be joined by Dallas Hudson from Akeley, and we will take your calls about questions that you might have about phenology. And barring any calls, Dallas and I will jaw back and forth about the things that you should be watching for out your door today. That's the Phenology Show for this week. Thanks for listening.